I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drumroll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
I'll tell you what I hate. Plugging things.
Right. How else are they going to find out about it? They're not telepathic, are they?
All right. Okay. Hello, I'm Sean Walsh.
And I'm Paul McCaffrey. Before this new episode, we just wanted to say thank you so much for your support so far, and we really hope you've been enjoying the podcast.
We've set up an Instagram page, at What's Upset You Now, where you can find out about live events, upcoming guests, and our brand new one-hour YouTube show that we are launching very soon.
So, to keep up with all the latest news from What's Upset You Now, give us a follow on Instagram. T, is that all right?
Well, I wouldn't have written it like that.
What would you have said?
Well, I just think it should have flowed better, that's all. It's fine.
What, who are you, Jay-Z?
What's upset you now?
So you know I recently got a dog, Mildred Barrett.
Right.
Yeah?
Who's that named after?
Well, Mildred isn't named after anyone, but Barrett's is after Dana Barrett from Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Right? Anyway.
I would have gone with Mildred from George and Mildred, and Barrett as in Sid Barrett from Pink Floyd, but
no,
horses for courses.
Yes, fine. Look, I'm taking Mildred for a walk. This is something that keeps happening now. It's like, we'll get stopped by someone. I don't mind that. And, you know, they want to touch Mildred, or their dog wants to sniff Mildred. Whatever. Fine. But what's with... Oh, is it a he or a she? Well, what, do you want to fuck it?
That's so true. What's that got to fucking do with anything?
What? Yeah, what does it matter? What do you want to know that for? I don't understand.
Are you going to buy it a present and don't know whether to buy it in pink or blue?
Exactly. I just don't, I go, what, like, what? It's such a weird, why do you, I've never asked that to anyone. Because there's no... Like, just ask the name. Maybe ask the name and you might be able to derive it from that. It's so weird.
I mean, I will say Mildred Barrett, that is possibly where the confusion started. It's like, is that a point? That might be why the question was asked.
Well, no. What are you on about? Mildred is a woman's name. Barrett is a woman's name, I think. Well, Dana Barrett.
Barrett Holmes and Sid Barrett are the only two Barretts I know.
I don't give a shit about the Barretts you know.
But they're both male, that's my point.
Okay, alright, but Mildred.
Yeah, you don't hear it that often, do you? It's sort of, because obviously like old-fashioned names are kind of very much back in vogue, Arthur, Violet.
Yeah,
Mildred
yeah, yeah.
Sort of, Mildred never really got its kind of second run at it, did it? Is that what you're trying to do? Exactly. And I think now we're trying to discover why. Sort of people introducing themselves as Mildred, age 20. Hi, I'm Mildred. Okay, and are you a boy or a girl?
Have you ever had a pet? I can't remember.
I've had loads of pets, yeah. We had two cats.
Yeah, you got the cats.
I've had goldfish. We had a dog that ate 200 of my nan's Lambert and Butlers. That had to go. Bit Sally Shepherd at my sister's birthday party.
A goldfish?
No, the goldfish didn't. I thought you were talking about the goldfish, right? Yeah. We had a goldfish. It bit one of my sister's friends, so we had to get rid of it. That goldfish was suicidal. It kept jumping out of its bowl.
Of course it was suicidal. It was in a bowl. They're all suicidal. That's fish prison.
It's really... Billy, he was. But yeah, no, we had a dog. It ate 200 of my nan's fags that we brought back from holiday one year, and then... bit one of my sister's friends, so we had to get rid of it.
Was it a boy or a girl?
It was a boy, Toby.
Toby.
Yeah.
So you remember? So obviously, what happens is right, and I think you'll understand it. You know when? So sometimes Mildred will bark. Now I get very sensitive, about what people think. So if Mildred's barking in our local cafe, I will leave. Then I'll say, right, you're not being a good one. You're gonna have to take you out. And so I take her out, right? Because I can't stand her barking. But But some people, I was with someone recently, their dog was barking, right? Which is annoying, because it's more annoying when someone else's dog is barking.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, your other other people's shit smells worse than yours, doesn't it? We can handle our own.
Yes. That's a very nice philosophical point, yeah. I love that saying, innit? All right, mate, don't act like your shit don't stink.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Right? But so other people, so you'll know. So the baby, right? When the baby's crying, that will be less annoying to you than it will everyone else.
Yes.
Your baby.
Awkward. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Awkward when you see sort of like, yeah, like a dog barking or a kid crying. And then someone sort of going, do you want to shut that thing up? Or like that, that's sort of.
Oh my God.
That's a tense situation. Like on a train or on
God, yeah, no, that's incredibly awkward. But right, so anyway, so what happened the other day is the dog's going rah, rah, like that, and then the owner is telling the dog to be quiet, but louder than the dog is barking. So the owner is now being more annoying than the barking, and they were doing it in another language. So the dog will go, and they go, and you go, that's more annoying than the barking.
There's definitely a correlation between those two things.
The dog's probably telling them to shut the fuck up.
I don't think that's a very happy household, do you? I think the reason that dog is barking is because that guy is such an angry bloke. I think that's just how they exist.
What do you mean?
Well, one of them shouting, then the other one... rah, 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 just the whole time. Like, the dog barks because the bloke shouts, and then the bloke shouts because the dog's barking, and round and round it goes.
Yes, but when someone goes, and you're in the cinema and someone goes, shh, you go, that's more annoying than the talking.
How do you reply to that? I can remember the funniest thing. I saw someone get one of the biggest laughs I've ever seen. Sorry, I'll get there eventually. In the cinema, at the end of a trailer, I can't remember. I wish I could remember what the film was for, but this trailer was on, and at the end of it, and it didn't look good. At the end of this trailer, a bloke just went, "What a load of shit!" And the whole cinema just cracked up laughing. It was superb. I tell you what really annoys me when you're in a cinema or a theatre, it's just when someone behind doesn't stop moving and they just keep banging the back of your chair. So you could just, and it's not quite enough to turn around and go, sorry, mate, can you just, oh man, just that constant sort of like little doo, doo, doo in the back of the chair.
I've been quite lucky. I've never really had it. What I do is if I want to be the person that's doing that to the person in front of me, I do it slowly. So I'll put like my knee on the back of their chair, but then I'll push it in slowly so they don't notice.
Why would you want to do that to the person in front of you?
Well, it's not that I want to do it to them. It's that I want to be more comfortable.
I don't think I've ever done that. Why do they need to touch the back of your chair when they're readjusting themselves?
Well, no. I'm doing that thing where I sort of put all my pressure on, like, into the chair in front of me.
What?
What? You know what I mean?
I reckon I must have been sat in front of you in the cinema before I knew you, because that is... Or just, like, fiddling with your chair.
Would you tell someone to be quiet in a cinema?
I'm just trying to think if I have done that.
What's that noise? Would you tell someone to be quiet?
Probably if they were A, being very noisy, and B, not bigger than me.
Right, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? That's the thing. Yes.
It depends how noisy they were being. But yeah, I mean, I love going to the cinema, but then, yeah, just sometimes it's sort of like when rubbish all over the floor, and then
if you go to the IMAX in BFI, have you ever been there, Waterloo?
Yeah.
The usher comes on and introduces the film, and they'll put like gags, they'll put jokes in the speech. Like, fuck off! No one wants this.
I'd rather that than trailers.
Shut up. What are you talking about?
I went to a cinema in Woodhall Spa. I went to see the Ealing Studios version of The Lady Killers. And halfway through the film stops and a fucking organ player comes up through the stage. What the hell is going on here? Just appears through the stage. It's sort of like old guy playing this sort of old-fashioned organ.
Oh, what?
And that's like the intermission. Just appears on this kind of like hydraulic sort of. There it is.
Do you walk out of films? Do you walk out of films?
No.
I will walk out of the film.
I'm just happy to sit down at my age.
I saw June recently, and about 4 minutes in, I went, I get it. It's lots of sand. I'm going to sleep.
Fucking hell. I mean, you can't apply that theory. What if at the end it's sort of like there's a massive twist and you missed out on it?
Paul, I could tell,
actually,
mate.
I have been to the cinema with someone that's made us walk out of a film, and I'll tell you what film it was. Lost in Translation, because they said nothing was happening.
That's my fate.
Shit, mate, there's nothing happening.
That's literally in my top five favourite.
I had to go back to the cinema a couple of days later and watch it on my own.
he wants Fast and Furious, doesn't he?
Exactly.
Obviously.
Exactly.
Oh, man. I'm not, you know, I can't do Fast and Furious, but I love a Tom Cruise movie, love a Mission Impossible, and I love Lost in Translation, but Lost in Translation is probably as far as I can go down the art house. Do you know what I mean? Like, when there are some of those films where nothing is, that guy would not be able to handle it. There are films out there where nothing is happening.
I know, yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I can't really do old films.
The middle class! Paul. Right, I know you're going to be with me, so tell me about old films.
It's just like, there's a fantastic French film from 1932 that I'm out. I don't need... Oh, it's a great, great film. It's fantastic. You're like, I'll be honest. I think the cutoff point for me is 1980. I think anything before that is just. I mean, there are exceptions. Jaws. There's a, you know, there's a couple that would slip.
I was with someone today, and this, I know this is kind of my pet hate. I was with someone the other day, in HMV. Do you know what they did? They pointed, they obviously know nothing about films, and they pointed at Goodfellas, right?
Right.
And they went, that's a good film.
It is a good film.
You don't point at Goodfellas and go, that's a good film, as if you're the only one that knows. Like, I know it's kind of heralded as one of the greatest films of all time.
What you've just said there really, really annoys me.
What?
When people sort of talk about, like, music or films as if they've discovered it and go, like, I'll tell you what's a good film. We've all seen Goodfellas.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's on ITV3 four nights a week. Yeah, that whole thing of taking credit for a film. You don't fuck it. You're not Martin Scorsese, are you? You're Martin Batchelor. You work in a call centre.
Goodfellas, that's a good film. This is the... Right, when you go and see one of those art house, when you go and see one of those indie films, this is probably... I reckon there's very few things in life that infuriate me as much as this. And I know, Paul, that me and you may disagree from time to time, but I know you're going to agree with me on this, right?
Go on.
The middle class laugh in an indie film. When, like, right. And it's a theatre laugh. It's the same as a theatre laugh. So, like, the actor will do something small, like maybe just like he's walking, he's looking around the living room, and he'll maybe pick up an ashtray and he'll go, And middle class people will go, ha 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 ha. What? No, what are you laughing at? You're laughing to try and let everyone know that you think you've got something. That's there. It's not there. That wasn't meant to be funny. Oh, you're full of shit. Do you know what I mean? The theatre laugh.
Mm.
When no, an actor exactly will just do mean, something yeah. small and then you go, it's not funny, you massive twat. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's, yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I mean, I've walked out of a play before, at the interval, not mid
Good.
Play. But I got halfway through it and I was like, oh man, I can't go back in there.
Nothing was happening.
Nothing was happening. It was nothing was happening, and it was happening too loudly. It was, what was it? It was at the Young Vic. I can't even remember what play it was. I went to the pub in the interval. I was like, fuck this, I'm off.
I don't understand that thing of I don't walk out of the cinema like I've paid for the ticket. I want to get my money's worth. It's like, yes, but you're being tortured. This is
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I've definitely got that. I have that. Like, I can't leave food on my plate.
Of course you have that.
I can't. Like, yeah. I hate leaving stuff that I've paid for.
Yeah, that's not a surprise to anyone. You don't have to state that.